街で私はショッピング、ドレスにバッグにパリモード、夢に任せてショッピング、指輪に下着にハイヒール、街で必ずショッピング、ドレスにバッグに指輪に下着にハイヒール。
All right, this is part two of our rant about fan subs.
So, getting back to the iTunes store in Japan. Now, why can't I, as an international consumer, buy something out of the iTunes Japan store? I'd really like to. What the hell? Don't they want to make money off this? Like, I know a lot of people in America who would really just like to buy Japanese songs off of iTunes. So, now, the kind of technology Noah's talking about, if Japanese shows were available for a dollar from the iTunes store, and they happen to have subtitles on them, then, yeah, woo,
why couldn't
let's
it?
Download them.
Why couldn't
they? Why not? Bring it. I don't know. I think Japan was slower to adopt something like the iTunes store. And, you know, the Apple store opened later there than here. But there are we think of Japan as being, like, technologically advanced, that Tokyo is the future city. There's a lot of car alarms going off outside. That, you know, Tokyo is like the future city or whatever, but I think corporations there on the whole are kind of slower to change in like these monolithic structures.
Yes, well, maybe that's why their economy has been so bad for the past 10 years.
In the toilet.
But I think they will eventually adapt to this model. And I think that eventually they will be able to circumnavigate all of the domestic rights buyers, rights holders in releasing things directly in this fashion by putting them up on the Japanese iTunes store and allowing us to download them when? Immediately after they air in Japan with a subtitle track translated well into our language, because after all, if a team of guys can do it immediately after it airs, where they have a really good translation up in a week, well, the script is available before production even occurs.
Right.
So the subtitle tracks and everything will be ready as soon as the show is completed to air in Japan. So there'll be no time to market delay whatsoever. We will consume directly from the Japanese distributor, which is probably going to be the Japanese the studio itself.
Or whoever handles that studio.
Whoever,
right. Distribution is generally another company.
Yeah, but they can...
Well, I think we should also... Then this comes into a thing that's historically been a question for anime fans. Before DVDs came out, you had to choose to buy a tape with subs or dubs on it. And the subtitled one always cost a little more. Now, why was that? Was because they knew... Because letters cost more? Like the This Is Otakudem joke? No, it's because they knew hardcore fans wanted to see it in Japanese, and hardcore fans would pay $3 or $4, how much extra dollars, to get the subs version instead of the dub.
Yeah, it was usually $20 more.
$20
yeah,
more?
Yeah, it was usually $20
more. So, okay, how much did the one volume of Macross Plus cost?
$40.
On VHS?
$40.
And the subtitle one?
Oh.
You're talking about subtitle one cost $40.
Subtitle one cost $40.
How much did the dub one cost?
About $20.
Like twice as much? What the hell? Because they, like, on one hand, you know, they're kind of saying, oh, people want to watch dubs, but on the other hand, they know that the market will bear that cost.
And they can do that as long as they don't face any competition. And in this instance, the competition is coming from the fan subbers, not from a legitimate release company, but from the fan subbers themselves. And there then must be a price at which people are willing to pay for that additional, for the shorter time, the market window, and the better translation,
I guess. Why? Okay, so now we have things like the Anime Network, which is, like, in most places is an on-demand station. Why aren't they offering subbed-only shows?
I don't know.
Is it because...
Maybe there's not enough demand?
Dubs are... Yeah, what? So if there's not enough demand for subtitled shows on the Anime Network... How is there enough demand for Japan to subtitle their own shows?
Because, as I say, I just don't think that the addition of an English subtitle track,
uh-huh,
which it's negligible It's typesetting, it's timing, it's translation.
It's like six salaried employees working in a Japanese company where Japanese workers get paid a lot.
I don't... Well, firstly, you know
that... Oh, so they outsource it. I hope they don't outsource it to Hong Kong, because I've seen some Hong Kong subtitle...
These will have to be... They'll have to be quality, or the fan subbers will pick it up again.
Because now you can, you know, you just buy your Chinatown bootleg, and it's not as fast as a fan sub, but it has an English track, and it's faster released than...
My point here is that this is an instance... Where
that's outsourced.
The fan sub community is demanding a higher standard of quality than companies are prepared to provide. They are sending signals. They are sending market signals to these people.
You don't mean a higher quality translation because it's often lower quality. You mean a higher quality time to, a shorter time to market.
Well, I do mean...
It's not a higher quality file. It's not a higher quality translation.
It is a higher quality translation... If it's a later translation, there are people who spend a lot of time and put in, because I know, because we fast-forwarded through all of those translators' notes, some people really do it as a labor of love.
Yeah.
And they do it because it's not available anywhere else.
But I'm saying almost 100% of the time, the domestic, the paid translation by professionals is better. That it's more precise, there's more checking for errors. I always want to see a translation by someone who's been paid to do it. Instead of some college student pulling an all-nighter.
Well, one would hope that that's the case. It stands to reason that someone being paid to do their job would do it better than a volunteer.
Right.
But in this instance, I don't think it's true.
Fan subs are just not a higher quality product than an actual broadcast or a DVD. The only reason they're higher quality is they're not higher quality. They're just quicker to market. And they have the fancy fonts and
yes, the fancy fonts,
karaoke,
and the little jokes in the subtitling.
Right. So when you toss around the word quality and fan subs, you're unintentionally hitting on a long-standing debate on the internet, and I don't think you know it. That's my point here.
I don't see.
No one doesn't read the internet or watch anime.
I don't know what I'm doing here. How do you...
Like, if you read on Anime News Network the Answer Man columns, he's firmly in favor that anyone who says that is a cheapskate who only wants anime for free. And he takes a very... You know, he really toes the line with that. It's very hardcore, being like, look, fan subs are illegal, you're wrong, you're a pirate, and you shouldn't download them or anything. He gets 1,000 letters from, 15-year-olds every day saying anime should be free for everyone.
Right.
Which is not true. There's a cost.
There is a cost, and we should bear it. And I think the vast majority of us would be happy to bear it at some price. I don't know what that price is. I think that the people who are only interested in watching it, if it's free, you are never going to separate them from their money. By definition, they're only going to watch it if it's free. So, because by definition they're not willing to pay for it.
Unfortunately, they're just a very loud demographic on the internet.
Well, I can't help that. And in fact, that's one of the reasons why I don't read the forums, is I can't stand the nattering.
By the forums, you mean any forums ever?
That's correct.
Okay. Just so we're clear on that. So that's it?
What do you mean, that's it?
So the Ninja Consultant stance on fansubbers is that they are campus heroes filling a market gap, and the only way to stop them is... couldn't you take them to court and make it illegal?
Well, like, you take them to court and make it illegal, but you can't stop them.
Right.
If you shut down Napster, you get GNU, or whatever the hell it was called.
Kazaa.
No, there was Kazaa. Yes, you get Kazaa.
And
LimeWire and any one of a number of differently named ridiculous things. Because you can't stop the signal. Yes, you can't stop the signal. The subbers, the fan subbers are legion. And it's like playing whack-a-mole. You can't get them all.
Yeah, if they shut down one fan sub group, another one will take over. If you say no bit torrenting ever, they'll make things available in IRC chat rooms.
These laws are ineffectual, as they have been shown to be. And it's true, if you enforce them in a few instances, which is what the RIAA has done, there is a chilling effect. But it doesn't last for very long, I would wager. And it doesn't really strike at the core of the problem. Because this whole system, the system of copying and distributing, is decentralized. And it's kind of like guerrilla warfare. It's very difficult to corral and enforce these laws against fan subbers or music copiers or
music downloaders.
Yes, music downloaders or and so forth. My point overall is that rights holders are telling fan subbers, I guess, that there are rules that they must follow or they're going to get busted.
I don't think the rights holders are very vocal usually. I think it's American distribution companies who are the vocal ones.
Well, but because that's the American distribution companies are the rights holders for domestic release, and that's who I'm talking about.
Okay, but there are Japanese rights holders who have made a fuss before, even if it's not licensed in North America. There's that one company who said, hey, whoa, stop distributing our stuff. They didn't care that there were subs, I don't think. They just cared that their show was being distributed on the internet, you know, without their permission or rights. So they asked, please, the one company was like, stop distributing our stuff. And it was a company that happened to have a couple titles no one had heard of, but they were also the company that distributes, whatever, Genshin and School Rumble. But they didn't send a cease and desist letter to the fan subgroups, they sent it to a torrent site. So a lot of the more legitimate torrent sites took down their links to those torrents for all of those shows. But the fan subgroups who were subbing the shows kept subbing them, because they were like, until the rights holders, the Japanese company, until they come to us and tell us they have a problem, we're going to keep subbing this show. Maybe likewise until it gets licensed in North America, but whatever. So they just kept subbing the show, because the Japanese rights holders were ignorant as to how the American fan sub market works. You know who's not ignorant to how the American fan sub market works? American distributors. They know what all these kids are doing, because that's their target demographic. That's who they're keeping track of. That's whose market share they're cutting into. Fansubbers are not hurting the Japanese market for anime. They're hurting the American market for anime. And possibly the worldwide market. A lot of people speak English.
I'm not convinced that they're hurting the market.
Yeah, I'm not really either.
Not because... I mean,
in the minds of the American distributors, they are. And if you ask ADV at a con, they will slap you in the face and tell you that you are... pirate who is hurting anime.
Well,
they won't slap you.
What's hurting? You're hurting anime in the way that it is currently structured.
Right.
And that might be something that we want to do, because we want it structured in a fashion whereby we get exactly what's being shown in Japan at exactly the same time, plus the subtitles.
Well, I think we're
a good translation.
I think right now television in general is in a very transitional period, that new technologies are changing the way people do things, and in 5 years' time or 10 years' time, it'll be completely different. The way that people watch television is changing on the whole, with more digital technologies, digital cable, TiVo, everything like that, the internet. It's completely changing the way people do things, and the laws and technologies and consumers have to catch up to that. I think we're at a point where eventually it will be one world television, and that television is the internet. Like, now, it doesn't matter what country you live in, you can listen to this podcast. And that was never the way radio worked. In a few years, it'll be the same. And it's already kind of that way with television. It doesn't matter that you don't live in China or Korea. You can download Chinese or Korean dramas subtitled. Like, we're not just talking about anime. We're talking about live-action shows. You could live anywhere in the world and be watching Lost in English the day after it's on TV.
Yep.
As long as you're not waiting for a translation, you can just download it if you have the bandwidth and the know-how.
Yep.
And the memory on your computer, which I'm running out of.
And this is as it should be.
It doesn't make the, you know, the creators of television, I don't know, I think creators are happy to have an audience. I think it's the producers and distribution companies, which are hanging on to like a monolithic market structure, doesn't make them very happy. Probably makes the advertisers really upset. But the whole thing is changing, and everything has to adjust.
The consumer is always right. We get to set the rules. They can tell us that we're behaving in an unethical fashion, but they're going to say that because it's their paychecks that are in the balance. If they can figure out how to give what we want to us in a way that... I suppose they can afford, given the technology available. But clearly they can.
Well,
what I can't get over...
Well, like, ADV has started to make, like, first episodes of things available for free over the internet and over BitTorrent. And, like, other companies are doing the same. Like, CPM is like, woo, you can get trailers or an episode of our show, and a first episode of a show for free over the internet if you want to. Because the American side of it is in tune with their demographic here and knows to provide a new technology way of consuming it. The Japanese market, for them, the American market is like just some kind of bonus round. It's not something they consider when they make the show unless that show is IGPX, which is also funded by Cartoon Network.
Well, that's fine,
but
they...
But nobody cares about that show.
They
sucks.
Well?
Like, why would... I think that seems like a lousy idea for a show, and I've only seen, like, half of an episode, and it seemed like crap.
But they will listen, or they will lose the money that they could otherwise be having because fan subbers are filling that gap.
Oh, yeah, I guess so. Because, like, American companies don't buy rights as fast as they were in 2002 or 2003, where there was, like, this gold rush where everyone was like, woo, let's buy the rights to every show because anime is popular. In the last couple of years, I think we've seen a big slowdown in that, where they're like, let's stand back and see what's popular before we start paying boatloads of money for licenses that don't sell in North America at all. Which is great for me, the anime watcher, because it means shows that I like watching are available on AnimeSuki longer while people do their market research and get their act together. I had a point there.
No,
American... Right, American licensors. Right, it comes to a middle ground eventually. I guess if they know ahead of time that a show is going to be really popular, like, but then a big show, a big property like Naruto or Bleach, you know it's going to be a success, but those shows take even longer to negotiate the rights to because they're going to want to put out toys and stuff as soon as they can in America. And so those get licensed later than shows that have shorter runs but aren't going to be as popular.
As it stands,
but... I guess
but
it's a big, expensive license. There's a lot of money at stake, so it takes a long time to negotiate that license.
Technology is only going to get cheaper. The internet is only going to be more widespread. Bandwidth is only going to get less expensive. All of these things, to me, point towards this kind of distribution system. And if they try and balk at doing this.
Who's they?
They being the initial rights holders.
The Japanese companies.
The Japanese companies, and indeed even the domestic companies. If they balk, they're going to find that they are losing money on the basis of other people taking it upon themselves to fill that void with fan subs. And they have no one to blame but themselves if that's what comes to pass. The end.
But they keep trying to blame the fan subbers all the time.
Well, of course. It's because they have money riding on this.
Yeah.
But they don't get to choose. They don't get to say, this is the way that we are going to give this to you, and you must pay for it. Because that's not true. And if they try and convince you that that's true, they are breaking with reality. They can say that it's immoral, they can say that it's unethical, but when it gets down to it, the reality is that you cannot stop fan subbing. You can't stop fan subbing, you can't stop distribution at the BitTorrent level because of the way that the technology works. So all of the pressure that they put on people and all of the moral suasion that they use to get people to brand fan subbers as pirates. All of that only exists because they are in actuality in competition with the fan subbers who are providing a cheaper product faster at a level of quality, even if it's not superior, it is acceptable to the consumers. And if they cannot come up with a better system than that for an acceptable amount of money, they will lose out to fan subbers, and that is the bottom line. And anything else is noise.
Sure, that some colleges, they just block BitTorrent. Like, there's a way in which you can set things up that BitTorrent just won't run.
That might be true, but I can't believe that there isn't another utility that can get around it. Because there always is.
I don't know. Well, I worked at a company with a firewall, and they do find fast ways to block sites that... They find fast ways to block ways to get around the firewall. So, I mean, no, it's always possible to completely block one form of distribution. But yeah, it's like the Napster thing where if it's not Napster, it's something else. It's, maybe it's not as easy to use, but there's something else to replace it.
Yeah. That's the nature of technology.
All right, so that's it about our thing on fan subbing.
Feel free to send us flames or tell me I'm wrong.
And I tell Noah he's wrong.
Yeah, I quite often I am wrong. If and what would be very helpful, actually, is if anybody does know of an instance where a fan sub case has gone to court and there has been some kind of ruling, I would really love to know about it, because so far as I know, it hasn't happened.
I don't think there has, or else everyone would quote it all the time.
Hmm.
To settle arguments. This is the end of part two of our rant about fan subs, and you can...
All of us transform, and we become dragons.
The general public is now aware that these dragons really do exist, and dragons are obviously dangerous, 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 and dragons are obviously dangerous.